Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, or maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. And of course it's sunny. It's a fun Friday. Not for all of you who have been pining to hear the dulcet tones of Brian Alvarez. He'll be back on the air for members of WrestlingObserver.com alongside Dave Meltzer early on Sunday morning for Wrestling Observer Radio. I'm going to try to fill the void the best that I can today. I've heard your complaints about Fun Friday. The phone lines aren't open. Brian's just complaining. I can't promise that I won't complain, but I will open up the phone lines in the last segment of the show so you can have some fun venting or asking questions about anything that it is that you'd like. But I'll start off with a little bit of good news, because earlier this week, Brian and I were talking about the foot injury that AJ Styles suffered last week on SmackDown. And thankfully for Styles, it's not as bad as it could have been. According to today's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer reports that Styles suffered a midfoot ligament sprain in his match against Carmelo Hayes. Meltzer reports that Styles' leg went out on him while he was delivering a ushigaroshi to Hayes, and the referee stopped the match. Meltzer also noted that Styles was to start a storyline where this would be his farewell tour or doing a retirement tease, and that's still the idea, pending MRI results showing the severity of the injury. So, not a torn ligament and not broken, which is good news. A lot more news to get into today as well. We got SmackDown and Rampage tonight. Tomorrow it's Wrestle Dream, and I got some odds for all you degenerate gamblers out there. AEW has filed a motion to dismiss the Kevin Kelly Tate Brothers lawsuit, Mercedes Moné in New Japan, and so much more. We'll get it started right after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Members, it's here. Mylo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Home decor, holiday, tools, you name it, it's for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select power tools, tool storage, and ladders. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Mylo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live. I know we're back on radio. Now we're back on video as well, too. It's going to be one of those kind of days. You know, we do this show right here every single day for an hour at a time. And if you want to try to find us 24/7, you can do so via Twitter/X. I am at Semper Vivi. The website is at WONF4W. And the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, although he will not be here with you tomorrow. And on Sundays, Andrew Zarian will be here. Don't worry, he will be here this Sunday, joining you at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Eastern time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day as well. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and X. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. I'll tell you how you can become a member of the site a little later on in the show, but I want to go ahead and get this right out of the way because I said it in the intro to yesterday's show, and Tom and I were just talking about everything else but, and everybody gets all emotional about it, so here it goes. I'm going to give you the ratings for all of you who desperately need to hear them from this show in your life. Here it goes. Running on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday, due to Major League Baseball postseason play, AEW Dynamite averaged an audience. You guys ready? This is what you want, right? 329,000 with an 18 to 49-year-old demographic rating of 0.10. That, according to Dave Meltzer in this week's newsletter, was, quote, far worse than expected. I saw that line and I went, well, what exactly were they expecting? And then Dave went on to write, quote, AEW had moved Dynamite dates in the past, including last year on a Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. head-to-head with the biggest NXT show in its history, and they still did 609,000 and 8.26, end quote. That first hour of Dynamite, of course, went head-to-head with hour two of NXT on the CW. And that second NXT show on the CW did 874,000 viewers on average, down from 895,000 for the premiere episode. The demo rating was a 0.24, also down from the previous week's demo rating of 0.26. So there you go. There are your ratings for you. Move on now with WWE. And this is a little bit of good news for AEW because obviously that wasn't. So some good news for them. Their international media rights are now in play because WWE's international media rights have all gone to Netflix, and they will do so when January begins. So because of that, there are opportunities for AEW to swoop in and take some of them. And they did just that on Wednesday as Fox Sports Mexico announced a, quote, new long-term agreement, end quote, with AEW that will cover Dynamite, Collision, and for as long as it runs, Rampage. No terms or length of the deal were disclosed in the press release. The company's pay-per-views will also air on Fox Sports Premium, beginning with Saturday's WrestleDream in Tacoma, Washington, and the press release revealed that an All Elite show will air on Mondays, which appears to be a recap show. Fox Sports Mexico will broadcast the entire All Elite show in Spanish, produced with expert analysis and reviews of the week's matches, along with previews of the next AEW events. That was from a translation that F4W did from the Wednesday press release. AEW programming previously aired throughout Mexico and some Latin American countries on Televisa Univision, but was quietly removed from the service earlier on this year. Sticking with Mexico for a moment, due to travel issues caused by Hurricane Milton, Timeless Toni Storm will not be making her Arena Mexico debut for CMLL tonight. Storm was scheduled for a match against La Catalina, but Storm's flight out of Florida was unsurprisingly canceled due to the hurricane, and a new flight was not able to be secured. CMLL has issued a statement stressing that the match is still going to happen and will be announcing a new date in the next several days. In part, the statement read, quote, "We are working hard with all parties involved to coordinate a new date that allows our fans to enjoy this long-awaited match. We regret any inconvenience this rescheduling may cause and appreciate your understanding and continued support." La Catalina will now wrestle in a tag team match on Friday's, meaning today's CMLL event, teaming with Samantha Black against Zeusis and Dark Silhouetta. Recently, Storm, who is apparently making a world tour here now that she is on a little hiatus after losing the AEW World Women's Championship to Mariah May, she was in Japan to work for Stardom for the first time since 2019, where she unsuccessfully challenged Mayu Iwatani for the New Japan IWGP Women's Championship. Sticking with New Japan for a moment. Their strong women's champion, Mercedes Moné, is among the wrestlers that have been confirmed for New Japan's Strong Style Evolve 2024 show, which is being held on December 15th at the Walter Pyramid, once again on the campus of Long Beach State University. In addition to Moné, New Japan is advertising that Tetsuya Naito, Gabe Kidd, Shingo Takagi, Zack Sabre Jr., Hiromu Takahashi, Tomohiro Ishii, Shota Umino, Konosuke Takeshita, and Heshisero, among others, will be on the card. Tickets went on sale for that show today. Rhea Ripley, the latest WWE star to receive a new deal from TKO. PW Insider first reported this on Thursday, that Ripley, who turns 29 today, happy birthday, Rhea Ripley, and WWE have come to terms on what is said to be a five-year contract, with the deal just needing to be signed. It comes with a, quote, considerable raise, end quote, according to PW Insider. Ripley and Damian Priest are currently feuding with their former Judgment Day teammates. Hard to believe that she will not put pen to paper relatively quickly here. Certainly, I still think that at some point down the line here, not going to be this year, because obviously we got a whole lot with the Bloodline and The Rock and all that stuff going on. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley still, to me, feels like it could be built into a WrestleMania main event on one of the nights. At some point, I really, truly believe that's going to happen. We'll see. SmackDown, of course, is tonight live. I almost said on Fox, but on USA. Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville, South Carolina. We have two matches announced thus far. One of those matches was made on NXT this past Tuesday night. Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend will be battling Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's Tag Team title. And LA Knight will defend the United States Championship against Carmelo Hayes. AEW Rampage, also tonight on TNT. The show was taped after Dynamite on Wednesday night at Spokane Arena in Spokane, Washington, which, as you will all remember, Brian Alvarez was not going to, and nobody else would. Nobody's going over that mountain. Apparently, the people that were there living in the greater Spokane area didn't come out for the show either, of course, but here's your no-spoilers preview. Brian Keith against Rocky Romero in a match that you may have seen on Dynamite when the Learning Tree rolled up on Rocky Romero in the back. So Brian Keith knocked off Rocky there. Lance Archer debuts under the management of Don Callis as he faces Matt Brannigan. The Beast Mortos against The Butcher. Chris Statlander against Amira. And Kyle O'Reilly and Orange Cassidy will face off against Matt Taven and Mike Bennett in what I believe will be the opening match of the show. So that is what's lined up for tonight. Obviously, coming up tomorrow is AEW Wrestle Dream. And a little bit earlier on, I found these. I forget who they were from, but they come from betonline.com, the odds. And we'll go over more of these a little bit later on in the show. But not only can you bet on the matches, yes, there are prop bets as well. Will Christian cash in his title shot? Plus 500 for a yes. Will Bryan Danielson retire on this show? Plus 700. And who will appear first on this show? Bobby Lashley is the odds-on favorite at minus 250. And then comes MJF at plus 200. Adam Cole at plus 550. And the long shot, Ricky Starks, plus 1,800. Probably should be a little bit higher than that. A lot more we need to get into, and we shall do so after the break. Wrestling Observer Live. Hit me two times with a shoddy. Miss me, I dodge both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president pardon me.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. And, you know, we got our first caller of the day. Mystery guest, will you sign in, please?
Hey, Mike! What's going on? This is longtime listener, Filthy Tom Lawler, sometimes caller. I'm here.
Oh, now I'm on video and I got to stop making that face.
Yes, you do.
You open up the airwaves and what kind of garbage sneaks in here on a Friday, but it's me, Mike. I'm back in action, baby. I was listening. I was reading, lurking in the chat. I saw the big boss man was stuck down in the cell in Cobb County, Georgia, or wherever he is, and I got the hot tag, baby.
Here I have no idea where that man is. Not a clue. He's your tag team partner. Aren't you supposed to take better care of him? Remind him that he's supposed to work on Fridays. It's Fun Friday. He's supposed to be here.
Yeah, believe me, I'd love to take care of him sometimes. But I'm here to take care of you for the next 35 minutes, buddy.
We won't need that long, Tom. And I'll go ahead and transition very awkwardly into this story right here. Legal representation for AEW and Ian Riccaboni have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit of Kevin Kelly and the Tate brothers and are asking that the arbitration clauses in their contracts be enforced. According to a story posted earlier on today by John Pollock of Post Wrestling, the Jackson Lewis Law Firm, which is representing AEW and Riccaboni, issued a 40-page response on behalf of their clients. I have not gone through this. I just checked on Twitter a little bit ago. Brandon Thurston is dutifully going through everything. So, you know, just follow his Twitter and at WrestleNomics, and he'll let you know what's going on with any updates that he finds in there. But the suit was filed in the state of Pennsylvania in August and alleges, among other things, breach of contract, tortious interference with a contract or business relationship, and defamation. The defendants are requesting that the plaintiff's claims be dismissed due to an improper venue and to enforce their AEW contracts, which call for arbitration. The alternative to arbitration, according to the defendants, would see the case tried in the United States District Court for the Middle District of Florida, Jacksonville Division. It also argues that only two members of the case, Kevin Kelly and Ian Riccaboni, are residents of Pennsylvania, and that the case should be tried in Florida, where AEW is based and where the contracts were executed. They also argue that the plaintiffs agree to resolve all disputes in Duval County, where the city of Jacksonville is located, and that their contracts state that disputes would be resolved in arbitration privately. Tom, I know you've watched a lot of Judge Judy, a lot of People's Court, maybe even some paternity court, possibly. But what do you think of any of this with all of your legal knowledge?
Well, I believe that the case should be moved back to Duval County, to Jacksonville, where the contracts were executed. Ian Riccaboni's home place should have no bearing on where this trial takes place. And, you know, as somebody who's worked with both Ian and Kevin, I like both of these guys. But they are on opposite ends of whatever world, whatever spectrum you can find. And they are seemingly willing to, I guess, battle each other in public court to get all of this handled. I looked at some of the stuff from the lawsuit, and one of the things that they're trying to push forward is the idea that the wrestlers for AEW are independent contractors. And, like, out of all the companies in pro wrestling, AEW allows their talent to do outside dates. You know, so I think that when you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things, like, those wrestlers there have the best of both worlds in a lot of ways, where WWE talent does not have that same, you know, they don't have that same luxury. So I don't know that that is going to, you know, I don't think that one's going to fly, honestly.
Apparently, that was one thing that Brandon Thurston noted was, at all times, material hereto, plaintiffs and all punitive class members were properly classified as independent contractors. You know, it's such a, and again, I'm obviously not a lawyer, and I have not been involved in too many legal cases in my life. So, you know, how they can mix mash so many things, because there are obviously contract issues from both guys that are saying, hey, you know, this should be this way. There's defamation, you know, that both are saying, you know, seemingly sides. Kevin Kelly is saying, you know, obviously with what Ian Riccaboni said, the Tate brothers are bringing up what Tony Khan said at the press conference after saying that they were, you know, released, that, hey, they had missed a bunch of dates. So there's beef there. But then you have that aspect of, and these people are not independent contractors, they should be classified as employees. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how those things exactly mesh. No. And, you know,
it's a multi-pronged attack, but I'm not sure that any of these attacks are connected. You know, I don't know what, I mean, I guess if you want to say AEW itself is out there defaming the character of people like Kevin Kelly and the Tate twins, then you could go after them. But those are two completely separate issues, as is the one about the independent contractor status. So,
well, and they're going to have a hell of a time proving the defamation. I mean, that's one of the things that was brought up was, you know, as a public figure, you know, was he truly defamed by this? And Kevin, I believe, is saying that he was. There's an issue over a New Japan date that I believe he feels as though was blocked by AEW, and him not being allowed to do that show.
I mean, surely his character has taken a hit in this entire thing. You know, Kevin Kelly at one time was kind of one of the more beloved announcers that you'd come across because of his work that he was doing in New Japan at really kind of the height of New Japan's popularity, you know, worldwide in the 2000s. So I think a lot of people looked favorably upon him. And now if you look at the public sentiment around Kevin Kelly, you know, it's kind of switched a little bit. And it certainly has to do with how this entire situation was handled.
It sucks. You know, it's just it's a tough situation, because just like you, I like both guys a lot. I've known Kevin Kelly for a long time. I don't agree with a lot of Kevin, you know, some of his things, but, you know, I don't think it's anything that I would ball somebody up and throw them in the trash for either, to be honest with you. And same goes with Ian. You know, certainly in the world, you know, you're going to disagree with people, but both are, I believe, very good at their jobs. And I'm, you know, it's upsetting for, you know, because of both of them in the situation that they're in.
I will say, I don't think Ian should have been wearing that cowboy hat, but hey, that's on me.
I don't think he should wear the cowboy hat either. But, you know, and that's, you know, now you're going to get us into this stuff. I don't want anything to do with any of this stuff. I hope it ends up working itself out as best as possible for everybody involved. And I'm just happy I'm not involved directly in any of it here. One thing I wouldn't mind being involved in, Tom, and I don't know about you. I don't know how you're looking as far as your passport goes and anything. But every time there's an announcement for Scott D'Amore's new Maple Leaf Wrestling group, like, I get a little bit more excited. Now, granted, there's a zillion indies out there. There's a lot of great wrestling out there. knowing what I know about Scott D'Amore, this promotion is going to be one of those that kind of slides to the top of the list here pretty fast, and the people he keeps putting on these shows makes it feel like that's, you know, exactly their goal, is to make sure that they're up there alongside the GCWs and the, you know, those American companies that are at the top of the food chain when it comes to indies. But the company announced today that they have their first opening match of their two-night weekend. Josh Alexander, Stu Grayson, and El Fantasmo take on Rocky Romero, Alex Zane, and Trevor Lee. That's going to be the opening match for the Forged in Excellence weekend. The promotion is launching with two events from St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, on Saturday, October 19th, and Sunday, the 20th. Both shows will air live as pay-per-views on Triller TV. The promotion is basically a revival of the Maple Leaf Wrestling brand that existed from the 1930s into the 1980s, run by Frank Tunney for years, and then Jack Tunney, who, of course, became the figurehead president in the WWF after that. D'Amore left TNA earlier this year after being asked to, because he was fired. So he didn't really have much of a choice in sticking around. But Mauro Ranallo and Don Callis will be the commentary team for both shows. And we've already got Konosuke Takeshita against Josh Alexander on night two, as well as Konosuke Takeshita against Speedball Mike Bailey on night one. You got any interest in hanging out in Toronto one time, maybe slapping around a couple of people?
It sounds like it's going to be a great promotion. I mean, what do you want? Star-studded first match, star-studded two nights back-to-back. And like you said, Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling is probably going to be one of the best independent companies sooner rather than later.
1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Call Filthy and I, Wrestling Observer Live. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames
try to rob me. It's gonna be a high me. I hope the president appointed me. Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you alongside Filthy Tom Lawler. It is Fun Friday here on Wrestling Observer Live. I almost said .com. Wrestling Observer Live. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And because they always told me to do this three times, 1-800-878-7529. That's the number that you can call into to talk to myself and Filthy Tom Lawler. Do you want to vent about something? Now is your time. Do you got questions about something? Now is your time. Do it. It's Fun Friday. Make it good. And we're going to start with Alex in Seattle. Alex, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, all right. How's it going, guys? Fun Friday, you know what I mean?
Damn right.
So, let's see. Well, I'll be at the Wrestle Dream, so there's that. Since it's in Tacoma. If it was Spokane, though, I wouldn't be able to make it too far, you know?
Not going over that mountain?
No, I wouldn't be able to. It's tough.
All right, what are you looking forward to the most on Wrestle Dream there?
All right, well, I think there's a lot of good matches and whatnot. It's going to be fun all over the card, up and down. I think Danielson got to lose, bro. He got to lose, bro. It's time. I just feel like he's got this thing going kind of weird lately, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you good with this? Are you good with the Moxley? Because if Moxley wins the title, we're going to get a lot more of whatever this new group we got going on here. How do you feel about this new group that Moxley's got started right now?
I mean, it's not quite new, right? I just think there's a few new pieces to it, even though it's technically the BCC, but maybe that name is done. I don't know. I think it was weird what happened with Darby, though, too, that he had his shot and then gave it up. Hopefully he gets it back somehow. But I don't know. I think there's some people coming back, too, that could break the world title picture be interesting, too, as well. I don't know. I just think I feel like people talk about the success and the ups and downs of the company based on, like, who's the champion and stuff. And I don't know. A lot of the stuff seems like it's down, or the numbers or whatever. You know, people talk about that stuff a lot, too, but I don't know. Danielson is the one at the top, so it seems like it's just weird with Danielson lately. I don't know. I just don't like the way how he story and booking and setting up the matches. And I don't know if it's all his fault, though, but it just seems all kind of, like, thrown together and stuff. Like, it's hard to get into, really. I mean, it's fun and stuff to watch, but I don't know.
Yeah, to me, one of the things to me, it seems like almost as if there was this arbitrary deadline that needed to be met to get Danielson out of there, and all of this stuff got crammed in, all of it was done to fit to that deadline, when, you know, we talked about Daniel Garcia not being used the most effectively that he could, and this is another instance. I don't think that this retirement storyline, the way it was done with Daniel Bryan, was done as effectively as it could have been done.
Hey, Alex, yeah. I want to thank you very much for the call, my man. We've got to move on here. I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate you calling in on Fun Friday. Have fun at the show.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, my man. Going to keep moving on here. Going to move on to Don. Don, how are you?
Hey, Mike, it's Don the Don Rosberger. How you doing?
Not too bad. Now, Don, Now, wait, Filthy's got a question for you right off the bat here.
Yeah, okay. Don.
Okay.
Yeah. Don the Ross Rossburger, whatever your name is.
No, it's you Don said you're Don.
Okay, sorry, Ron the Don. So you're coming from Southwest Virginia. Now, is that Southwest Virginia or is it Southwest Virginia?
It's Southwest Virginia. Like, it's gotcha. In Virginia, but it's the Southwest part. I'm south of West Virginia, but I'm on the west part of Virginia, and so I just call it Southwest Virginia. Some people might say Southwestern Virginia. And that might, I could have done that and, you know, had that question off at the pass. But, you know, that's not my style.
Yeah, keep the people guessing, right?
Exactly.
Speaking now, Don, before you begin, I heard that there are some killer strip clubs in West Virginia. Some little birdie told me that during the break. There are some killer spots. Have you ever traipsed over the border to go get yourself some action at a West Virginia strip club?
Well, yeah, you head up 460 right into Princeton, and I forget the name of the place, but it's a good place. It's a great place.
Nice. What you got going on for the show today?
Anyways, I figure it's Fun Friday, and I'm gonna fantasy book here because that's what all us nerds here on the internet and the radio and all of us do, you know.
It's either that, or you sneak into an event and take some pictures of people's feet. Those are your two options.
Well, yeah, that too. But here's what I think should go. What I should think should go down. If Brian Danielson wants to keep this thing going, he needs to bring in John Moxley's kryptonite. And look, TK is scared of this. John Moxley probably has it in a contract that no, you can't do this. But seriously, it is time. Toru Yano. He needs to be brought out. He needs to show up with his red chair and his DVDs and Moxley. Moxley's just, he's done. He's done.
Who needs to show up?
Toru Yano.
Oh, okay. Does he also practice sumo and judo? Or is that
Perhaps.
Toru, you know?
Don, don't let him do that to you. Fire back.
Look, yeah, Lon, I'm a 30-plus-year radio veteran over here, and, you know, I'm not always talking about Toru Yano.
You can't claim to be a veteran because you've been listening to the radio for 30 years.
Well, you know.
Don, anything else?
I'm just trying to make it fun. Brian,
hey, man, I appreciate it.
So I figured I'd show up and make it fun.
I appreciate it.
You're doing a good job, so.
Very, very much. Hey, you know, I've been doing radio for a long time, and I'm certainly not a professional. That's for damn sure. I think we all know that. I think just one listen to this show lets you know that. But, Don, thank you very much for calling in. Filthy, there are odds for this show, right?
We're on it.
There are betonline.com
on the airwaves
for this show. John Moxley -150, Brian Danielson +120. And as I read these odds to everybody here, folks, if you want to bet on John Moxley, if you put up $100, you will win 50 back. That's what you'll walk away from. If you put $100 on Brian Danielson, you will win $20. Basically, that's how that goes. That's how when you read
what?
The lines, you got to put up. You put up $100 on Brian Danielson, you're winning $120, which means you're taking home $20. John Moxley, if you put $100 on him, you're going to get back $50, and that's how that goes. Okay, and you'll walk away with $150 if he wins. That's how these odds work when they're in this form. I know everywhere around the world they got their own way of doing odds and.
You know, how much are you going to win if Daniel Bryan wins? He's the plus is the underdog.
The underdog.
Yeah. You just said he's going to win. You're going to win $20 if you bet $100.
Yeah. You got to put $100 up to win $20 in that exchange.
And then by your scenario, if you also put up $100, you get $50 back on John Moxley. So you'd make more money.
Go ahead. You go ahead and do this here.
Hey, I didn't. I'm not talking about betting odds for professional wrestling. I didn't bring it up because I don't understand it either. I don't understand how you can bet on it. I don't understand the how much money you win.
I don't understand all I know why is that anybody bets on it.
Every time I ever bet on anything, I lose. I lose, I lose, I lose. Glover Teixeira. Bet on him to beat Jiří Procházka. Beats him up for 4 rounds and 4 minutes and 30 seconds of the fifth round. And then gets submitted. Which hasn't happened to him in years. And that was anyway, it for me.
I butchered that. Look, John Moxley, you put up. You got to put up 150 bucks to win 100 there. 100. If you put 100 up on Brian Danielson, you win 120. But small odds there. You know, it's relatively close where it seems like Jon Moxley is the heavy favorite for that match. Put that in comparison to Jack Perry being a minus 2,500 favorite over Shibata, who's plus 800. So,
well, I think those odds are about correct. But you talked earlier about odds of something else, and that was Christian cashing in his briefcase.
Plus 500, right? Yes.
So maybe that's why those odds on Moxley and Bryan are so close, because you still have this scenario where maybe Bryan defeats Moxley, but then dastardly Christian comes in and beats him and sends him packing anyways.
Can you imagine a two tease parlay where you actually think Christian's going to cash in at plus 500 and Brian Danielson is going to retire at plus 700? I wonder what they give you for that one. But some of the odds, the Young Bucks, I think, are going to defeat Private Party. They're minus 2,000. Private Party is plus 700. The one, I guess, upset, if you're looking to throw some money down and make some money in the hopes that something happens during this match, Mariah May, minus 5,000. Willow Nightingale is plus 200. So that is by far the biggest range of odds there. Wow. Jay White is the favorite against Hangman Adam Page. And again, there's no odds here that were listed for no decisions or no finish or anything like that. But Jay White, minus 180. Hangman Adam Page, plus 140, which kind of surprised me. As well as Darby Allin being such a big favorite, minus 1,500, whereas Brody King is plus 600 there. I mean, I think there's a good shot that Brody in the House of Black, as we talked about yesterday, could beat up Darby Allin, leave him laying. But I guess as far as, you know, the Vegas odds or whoever's putting these out there go, you know, they think that, okay, Allin's going to get the victory.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised by some of those odds that you threw out there. I would have thought that Brody King and Darby Allin would be a much closer call than was made by the bookers out there. Do you have the odds for the big boxing match tomorrow, the Bivol fight?
No, you know, I meant to actually do that earlier for my own purposes that I will not talk about on this show, but no, we'll find those during the break, though, and we can break those out as well, too. In fact, that is the only ring sport, really, with anything going on this weekend, boxing. Everything else seems to be professional wrestling this weekend. There's no UFCs. Are there any, other than the grappling contests, are there any actual fisticuffs MMA-wise that we got to look out for?
There's a bare-knuckle fighting championship.
You love
tomorrow,
that.
Take a place in the morning, right after the Bivol fight, actually, where Ben Davis will fight a member of Conor McGregor, the media member, will fight another member of Conor McGregor's video log team, I believe. That's on the undercard. But I believe the middleweight, there's three title fights of that BKFC tomorrow. But yeah, that's about it. Pretty slow weekend for all combat sports here.
Bivol, minus 125. Peter Biev, plus 110. So relatively close there. I think I'm going to throw some money on Bivol. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Semper, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was a fun Friday. Going to put a GPS on Brian. We'll find out where exactly he is at. I know he's going to be with Dave Meltzer early Sunday morning, late Saturday night. No, it'll be early Sunday morning by the time the AEW press conference is all wrapped up from Wrestle Dream, and they'll be back on the air for all of you guys. $14.99 gets you everything the site has to offer. You can go to WrestlingObserver.com. Check all that out, too. If you just want the podcast through Spotify and iTunes, you can do that for $9.99. If you only want video live and on demand through YouTube for a bunch of the shows, you can do that, $9.99 as well. So I'd like you to do $14.99, though. That way you get all of the access to all of the shows, including all of those Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmares from over the years and all those other great shows that the site puts out there. But, Tom, as we've reached the end here, I appreciate you saving the day the last 2 days for the boss man. I do.
I know you do, Mike. That's why I'm here. I enjoy getting that hot tag from you, from somebody that actually appreciates the work that I put in, the hard, diligent, you know, just I can't even express the amount of time and effort that goes in to analyzing professional wrestling that I do on a daily basis. So it's always good to have somebody respect that, especially a journalist, respected journalist like yourself, who I actually used to read articles from and then would listen to in my own free time. So, you know, it might have been just a normal Friday for a lot of people. But for me, not only was it fun, Mike, but it was fantastic.
We shall talk to you all again after a while.